Senator Barack Obama claimed a major milestone with his win Tuesday in Oregon, wrapping up a majority of the Democratic Party's pledged delegates. Obama kicked off a three-day Florida tour at the St. Pete Times Forum in Tampa today. During his first campaign stop since last fall, in the country's largest swing state, Obama all but claims victory and the Democratic Party's nomination for president.
Last night, I was in Iowa because we marked a significant moment in our campaign where we achieved a majority of the pledged delegates that are assigned in this election. And so we are at the threshold of being able to attain this nomination.
Before he took the stage, Obama was endorsed by Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio.
Barack Obama is my choice for president, and I know he is yours.
If Obama does win the Democratic nomination, he will face Republican Senator John McCain in November. Obama took shots at McCain's foreign policy.
He says he's willing to have a presence of U.S. troops there for the next 100 years. He has been spending the last week describing his foreign policy by explaining who he won't talk to. I mean, that's his whole foreign policy. I won't talk to that guy, and I won't talk to that guy. I won't talk to that guy. That's your foreign policy? He basically wants to perpetuate the same errors that George Bush has made for the last 8 years that has cost us so dearly in blood and treasure and has not made us more safe. We can't afford 4 more years of George Bush foreign policy. That's why we can't afford John McCain.
Another distinction between McCain and himself, Obama said, has to do with lobbyists and their influence.
10 years ago, John McCain offered a bill that said he would ban a candidate from paying registered lobbyists. And he did this because he said that having lobbyists on your campaign was a conflict of interest. This is what he said 10 years ago. Well, I'll tell you that John McCain then would be pretty disappointed with John McCain now, because he hired some of the biggest lobbyists in Washington to run his campaign, and when he was called on it, his top lobbyist actually had the nerve to say, the American people won't care about this.
Obama called for a $150 billion investment over 10 years in renewable energies.
But most importantly, if we're going to really solve this problem, then we've got to invest in alternative energy. And we've got to raise fuel efficiency standards on cars. And we've got to invest in mass transit right here in Tampa. That's how we're going to solve this problem long term. That requires some leadership from the President of the United States of America. That's the kind of leadership I want to provide.
Most Democratic candidates signed a pledge to not campaign in Florida or Michigan after those two states broke Democratic National Committee, or DNC, rules by moving up the dates of their primary elections. The party punished the states by declaring their primaries meaningless and taking away their delegates to the Democratic nominating convention in August. Obama did not address the issue in his speech. Tampa area member of Congress Kathy Castor, who is the Obama campaign's Florida co-chair and a superdelegate, said a compromise will be reached to allow Michigan's and Florida's delegates a voice at the convention.
Everyone has said the Florida delegation will be seated. I think now that Senator Obama has secured the most pledged delegates, he's got the most superdelegates. Now we have our sights set on November, and you'll see all the Democrats, Senator Clinton, Senator Obama, and all the supporters coming together. You'll see that here today in Tampa.
About 16,000 people nearly filled the St. Pete Times Forum for the noontime rally. Gail Williams said she waited 2 to 3 hours to get in to see Obama.
I've heard that in the workplace, in the grocery stores, just in my neighborhood. Everybody is pulling for Obama.
A record number of Florida's Democrats cast their vote in the state's January 31st presidential primary, despite promises from the DNC that the results would not count. But Natalie Hunter, who wore a shirt reading Another Mama for Obama, said that like other Obama supporters, she didn't vote in the January primary because it didn't count. She's excited to vote for a major party candidate for the first time, and people like her could deliver Florida's electoral votes to Obama.
In the past elections, a lot of people like me, our votes really, you know, didn't make a difference and count. So all these people stepping forward, and people who actually weren't even registered to vote, are registered in, you know, numbers to vote because of Obama. So I really think there's going to be a lot of people voting that hasn't voted in the past. And for, like, these rallies, like, they are, you know, bigger rallies than there's ever been, you know, for a candidate.
Danny McCarthy is a Hillary Clinton supporter who traveled from Winter Haven to hear Obama. WMNF asked McCarthy whether he would vote for Obama in the general election if Obama wins the Democratic nomination.
If Obama wins, Obama is going to win. So what I'm going to do is we need to have a Democrat in office, but we also need to make sure the Florida votes. I guess I would be a little angry if the Florida votes didn't count. So that would definitely sway whether or not I go. Not the candidate, but the way that the Florida citizens, as opposed to the lawmakers, are being treated.
Yes, we can.
Obama will continue campaigning in the state through the rest of the week, with stops in Kissimmee Wednesday and in South Florida on Thursday and Friday. You can listen to Obama's Tampa speech in its entirety by visiting our news archive, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.